Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Hall of Fame committee and voting is ongoing, and the finalists are being whittled down little by little until we'll have a class announced right at the end of this football season. And so you have the 2026 Hall of Fame class getting smaller and smaller as we get closer to the finish line here. And according to Don Van Natta Jr. today of ESPN, Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick, the co-architects of the NFL dynasty in New England with the Patriots, are finalists for this 2026 class of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The Hall announced this morning that Kraft, who has owned the six-time Super Bowl champion Patriots since 94, was the lone finalist in the contributor category. Marks the first time Kraft, who's 84 years old, is going to be a finalist for the Hall after 14 years of campaigning on his behalf. Belichick, who's an eight-time Super Bowl winning coach. Eight times, by the way.
Yeah.
Damn. Six as head coach of the Patriots. Two as a defensive coordinator of the Giants. Finalist in the coaching category, first year of eligibility for him. And then sources on the class who were talking to Van Natta got into some of the other details behind the scenes. But here's what Commanders fans will care about. It sounds as though the wait continues for a couple of our own. Of course, Brian Mitchell, who works with us here at 106.7 The Fan, who's an immensely deserving Hall of Fame candidate. There's never been a more successful return man, and he's number two all-time in yards behind only Jerry Rice. Still no Hall of Fame bid. And Joe Jacoby, who has been worthy of the Hall since the day he stopped playing, continues now to play the waiting game, despite being the most recognizable and perhaps important member of the most recognizable and important offensive line in the history of the league. Both of those are ridiculous. Because we're biased when it comes to B-Mitch, we can come back to that one. But how is Joe Jacoby not in the Hall of Fame? This has never made any sense to me. And I don't do the officials tried to make Washington lose thing. Similarly, I've always kind of found this idea that they hold Hall of Fame bids against the Redskins for the name or because of Dan Snyder or whatever else. Kind of turned my eyes, rolled them on that. But as much as I like to turn my nose up on those types of things, give me a good reason why this team is so underrepresented. The era of dominance of this team, that offensive line, whether it's B-Mitch or Jacoby or others, how is it possible? I mean, Art Monk had to wait forever to get into the Hall of Fame. It seems like that's always the case for Washington, and it's not a tiny Hall of Fame. There's like 6-7 guys that get in every single year.
It is. All of those conspiracy theories to me are right until proven otherwise. And here's what I mean. This era, this group, never gets the respect it deserves. I think there are multiple reasons for it. People that were talking about the name then and even in the 90s, I don't think that's a thing. Here's what I do think is a thing. Because it wasn't one coach, one quarterback, consecutive years, right, where they're back-to-back champs or this or that. They had to take turns with San Francisco, with Chicago, with the Giants. Other teams of the 80s, the second most successful team of the 80s, goes to four Super Bowls, wins three of them. It wasn't as sexy as some of the others. And so it never got the appreciation. You had to have analytics nerds come by 30 years later and going, have you all noticed that this 91 team is maybe the greatest team of all time? Anybody ever talk about that? We know. We watched them take everybody's ass to the woodshed. And they came back with welts. They were unbelievable. A buzzsaw mixed with a juggernaut with momentum. Everybody can get some. They were unbelievable. But it never gets mentioned until decades later where people kind of went, look at this. Look at the EPA per play. Look at the DVOA. Look at this defense. Oh, my God, these guys were incredible. And it took forever for people to have any kind of appreciation. It took lobbying for literally decades of people like Peter King, who was the most influential guy at the table, to finally make him appreciate, hey, Art Monk was really good. You know, the guy that retired with more receptions than literally anybody that ever played football. That guy should probably go to Canton. And it took forever for it to happen. This group never gets the appreciation it deserves. I don't think it's because of the name Redskins, but I do think it's because...
Well, it shouldn't be now, by the way.
Right, but for whatever reason, that...
If that's your theory, you could say, well, they played for the Redskins. Your logo at the time, that was the emblem, so that would go on the bus or whatever. But I don't buy that.
Yeah,
one.
Like sometimes it applied, but it didn't apply for Darrell Green. It didn't apply for Riggins.
Exactly.
I've never bought that. But I do buy that the people that cover this league in this New York-centric marketplace or whatever. I mean, if you played for the Giants for an hour and a half and made 10 tackles, Peter King is like, I think you should be in the Hall of Fame. I had a great Starbucks this morning. Like we read it for years, and finally the world's opening up, and still those guys, Brian Mitchell most specifically, but to me the greatest case is Joe Jacoby. Member of the all-80s decade team. Not some, he was important to us. He was our blood and guts, heart and soul. In the 80s, when the Niners kicked everyone's ass, and so did Washington, the all-decade left tackle. Right there, that dude. It's not just some matter of like a couple people's opinion here locally. Everybody gets it. And well, for some reason, he can't get in.
He also was on all three Super Bowl champions.
Yeah.
So there's three rings here that he's a big part of, right? How many guys who are on an all-decade team were multi-time first-team All-Pros and four-time Pro Bowlers that are not in the Hall of Fame? I would love to see if there's another one. I'll bet you at the tackle position, there isn't. Not a single guy that was all-decade with four Pro Bowls, two first-team All-Pros, and certainly not a guy with the resume where you're the starting tackle for three Super Bowl championship teams.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
No chance does that resume exist anywhere else.
So Roger Craig would probably be the closest, and he was one of the three finalists this year.
He's one of the finalists.
He's finally getting his just desserts because he changed football. People don't remember this. Like, he went 1,000 and 1,000 as a running back. That's receiving and rushing in the same year. Like, the overall numbers weren't maybe as gaudy as some other guys, but as part of this offense that changed the way offense was played in the league, and by the way, Gibbs had a hand in that too, not the West sure. Coast system, but in terms of changing football. But that was the only other guy that kind of couldn't get his just desserts. He's getting them now, rightfully so.
just desserts? I've never heard that phrase before. Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's usually come like interchangeable with comeuppance.
Okay.
Which is usually more negative skewed, but like he's getting his flowers.
Gotcha.
His Richmond.
I assumed that's what it meant. I've just never heard that phrase in my life. Roger Craig is 1 year younger than Joe Jacoby. They're 65 and 66, and they played a similar era. He does not satisfy the requirement that I laid out, though, in any way. He is not a two-time first-team All-Pro. He's a one-time first-team All-Pro. He did not have the resume of Joe Jacoby.
No.
He is a three-time Super Bowl champion and a four-time Pro Bowler, so as you said, there's some things that are close. But like, it's hard with O-linemen because there's no counting stats. But assuming Jacoby is the dominant figure that everybody has said that he was and that players who went against him say that he was, he's got a better resume. I mean, Roger Craig was it was a different era, so I always say that, but he was a three-time 1,000-yard back in a 11-year career. That's what he was. And if you're looking for 900-yard seasons, there are still three of them. In fact, in his career, there were 5 years, including the final four, where he rushed for under 600 yards in a season. So about half of his career is a running back. Now, again, I understand we can talk about different eras, but my point is he had one superstar year where he led the league in yards from scrimmage. He was the first-team All-Pro, third in the MVP vote, was the offensive player of the year. He was Christian McCaffrey for a season. He's now a finalist. He's now gone further than Joe Jacoby, one of the best tackles to ever live, on three Super Bowl teams, who made multiple years over the best tackle in the league, and he's never gotten as far. It is crazy to me. Let's go to Mark in Rockville, wants to hop in. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Hey, guys, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, bud.
I just have a question. I assume there's absolute criteria and then relative criteria, meaning who in this current cohort they're considering. But I have a stupid question. Why doesn't somebody just ask why Joe is not being, I don't know if he's not being considered or why he's not getting in?
Well, he's been considered. Yeah, he's been a semifinalist.
Yeah, he's been considered for a long time. I'm sure the questions come up. So here's the question on the process, I guess, to the caller's point here, to Mark's point. So what happens next is on January 13th, the vote takes place. And I think it's 50 people that are going to vote on this. How do we get from the big list to here? Is that still a committee or a panel, or is that the Hall of Fame itself? In other words, Jacoby can't crack through this wall. Is that based on the committee of voters and media members, or is that the Hall of Fame itself that presents the list of 50 finalists that he's never gotten on to these voters to vote on January 13th? Does my question make sense?
It kind of does. I also don't know the answer specifically about the process. I always know that, hey, he's a semifinalist. I don't know who made him that. I don't know what group that, now that it's a veterans committee as opposed to the regular group. Again, one of my least favorite non-criminal division class of people are Hall of Fame voters in various sports. I find them so loathsome and irritating.
Statement.
It is very large. I find them so irritating, especially baseball. That's my number one. But
those are some of your favorite writers and media members that you're talking about.
When it comes to that, I find them so obnoxious and I cannot believe that they take the courses of actions that they take. Some don't do it. Many do. And I find it ridiculous.
So here's the answer I'm getting. The Pro Football Hall of Fame Selection Committee votes for players to be inducted. This committee consists of 50 media representatives, which is what I was talking about. One from each pro football city. Forever for us, that was David Elfin here in D.C., with two each from New York and Los Angeles, 17 at-large selectors, and one representative from the Pro Football Writers of America. The committee meets annually to elect new members, with a candidate needing at least 80% of the vote to be enshrined. So I got all that. What I want to know is, how do we get to the finalists? I'm going to get answers on that for people, and I'll mention that when we return here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.